You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers. I say, that's the bad guy.
I thank the Lord for my many blessings. Though I'm stressed, to keep a vest for protection from the barrel of a Smith & Wesson. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us but my Mac-10. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, straight soldier. Bucking at them busters. No matter how you try, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate, then we multiply. See me striking down the block, King Kongus. Mobbing like a motherfucker, living like I wrote up. Ain't no stopping at the red lights. I'm sideways, thug life, motherfucker, crawl pace. Let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed chase with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw. Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You don't have the guts to be what you wanna be.
Say goodbye to the bad guy.
You need people like me. So you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
Ain't no escape from a deadly fate. And every day there's a million black bodies put away. I'm starting to lose hope. It seems everybody's on dope. Mama told me to leave cause she was broke. Sometimes I choke on the endo, creeping out the window. Alone on my own, I'm a criminal. Got no love from the household. I'm out cold on the street screaming motherfucker. I got nothing to lose, something to prove. What do I do? Little thug life, niggas stay true. I wonder when they kill me, is there heaven for a real G? Lord, forgive me if you feel me. Cause all my life I was dirt broke, with no hope, little skinny motherfucker wanting dope. I hated cutting suckers with my razor blade, but every day is a struggle to get major pay. I say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You don't have the guts to be what you wanna be.
Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody
you need
gotta
people
die.
Like me.
Everybody gotta die. Everybody say goodbie to the bad guy.
So you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
The only way to change me is maybe blow my brains out. Stuck in the middle of the game to get the pain out. Pray to my God every day, but he don't listen. The poverty bothers me. My mama's working wonders in the kitchen. Listen, knocking, they were crying in the bedroom. Praying for money, we'll never get what she be there.
DJ Mimo.
Am I wrong for wishing I was somewhere else at 13? Can't feed myself. Can I blame daddy cause he left me? Wish he would've hugged me too much like him. So my mama don't love me on my own at an early age. I'm getting paid and I'm strapped so I never be afraid. What did I go astray? I'm hanging in the back streets running with G's and dope fiends. Where they jack me, can't turn back. My eyes on the prize, I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody gotta die.
You don't have the guts to be what you wanna be.
Say goodbye to the bad guy. Everybody
you need
gotta
people
die.
Like me.
Everybody gotta die. Everybody say goodbye to the bad guy.
So you can point your fucking fingers.
Hey, we don't have the equipment you guys do at your
seriously,
studio, so
y'all got that high.
We on shoestring budget
it's
here,
the
man.
Same shit. I got this. We got the same shit. We got a pile. We got the Behringer. We got the same fat heads. We just got better
microphones.
We got better microphones and better
pop mics and screens.
Better windscreens.
All right, man. Welcome to the G Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
We got a special guest back today. And it's not parking lot.
And it's parking lot.
We got parking lot here.
Of course.
We got the one and only Truth.
Yeah.
AKA, he'll tell it like it is.
AKA Razor Wolves.
Razor Wolves.
Hey, he'll the.
Yeah. Razor Wolves.
AKA. It's a Wolf of Watsy.
The Wolf. Oh.
The
yeah.
Wolf of Watsy.
Werewolf of Watsy.
The Werewolf.
No.
I'm not furry enough for that.
The Watsy. No. The Watsy Killer.
All right, man. We're going to talk about EDH.
I hate Watsies.
Crip Killer 420.
You guys hate Watsies?
I hate Watsies.
Crip Killer.
I heard they're racist.
They are racist.
I've been going off on Watsy the last couple of days.
I fucking bet you have since I've been gone.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, the bullshit.
Look at this shit. Fucking Sock Tribe Elder. Fucking even, still hell cheap.
Yeah. I don't even follow it. You guys follow?
Tribe Elder?
Yeah, you follow?
Tribe like, Elder.
Like I don't like going on the fucking Twitter because it's a fucking cesspool of fucking inbreds and fucking dumbasses.
Bro, it's just white knights all around.
No, it's worse, man.
Is it worse?
It's getting worse than that. Christ. It's worse than white knights. White knights are actually
so
nice.
So did you hear that PewDiePie played fucking Arena, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So
I'm out. I'm telling you,
the
I don't
biggest
it.
Dude.
You know why I'm on my
on
my,
fucking
my magic
YouTube
life is better?
Next to T Squared
T-Series.
T-Series.
So stupid.
Fucking came out and played Arena.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did 18 minutes worth of Arena.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
During his stream, he had 500,000 fucking views.
Yeah.
15,000 thumbs up, the whole nine yards.
Man,
500,000 views and only 15,000 thumbs up, garbage.
Well, I mean, he's a guy that said, you know, fucking
the best
nigger
thing, the worst
on
thing
Twitch.
About it is the magic community on Twitter decides to blast him and goes, oh, yeah. It's not, we don't want him in the community. We don't want him playing our game.
This is a degenerate game with degenerate players.
Nah, man. What you talking
Speaking
about?
Speaking of which,
bro?
Man, so Brad wasn't here for, 200.
I wasn't here either, though.
Yeah, speaking of which, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fuck right. You, bitch. I have a job, right?
Yeah. So do I. No
yeah,
complaints.
And you still fucking security.
Yeah, secure yeah, the world.
I'm not, nah, whatever,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, Jesus
Where's
Christ.
Security shirt at?
At home, because I'm not working exactly. Tonight. I'm off tonight.
Exactly, bitch.
Secure these balls.
Yeah, exactly. Secure these nuts.
Get on my level.
So, all right. I'm going to ask both of y'all motherfuckers the same question, man.
What happened?
Did you ever think that we'd ever make 200?
Bro, I didn't think we'd survive 5.
Now, are we talking the original 8 that we did, or are we talking about afterwards?
Talk about it all. I'm talking about when we first started. I'm talking about after the 8, after we lost Truth. I'm talking about the 5 after we lost Erebos. I'm talking about the 5 after losing me. Wait, what?
I'm wondering where Biffo's at, man. He had some personal issues.
Yeah.
He's
got some personal
issues.
So
he's going to be out for a small indefinite time frame. So
indefinite means forever, bro.
Small indefinite.
He got deported, man. I'm sorry he got deported.
Yeah. He's not home record deep.
We're not going to pay his ICE bill. We're just going to let him go.
I mean, how long does syphilis take to cure, really?
I mean,
it depends, man. I mean, look how long. Hey,
6 to 8 weeks.
Hey, Al Capone had that shit.
Al Capone had you, but they didn't have the technology we had back in the day. So he just kept it forever.
Penicillin, yeah. Like a little bit of penicillin, and he's good penicillin. To go.
Penicillin is what got him there in the first place.
Yeah.
All right, so Brad, 200 episodes. Do you ever think that the shitty ass podcast would make 200?
I forgot about you guys.
I mean, I
you know what I mean.
Like, well, yeah, I know. He's on a scale that we're not even on the fucking. Cusp of anything. Yeah,
we're not even
high enough to be on his ball sack.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we made it past the knees yet.
No, if you guys don't know, he's the man behind
Sofa King podcast.
Yeah, he's a
man, the myth, the legend, started it all.
Yep.
Don't know why he wanted to start this shit.
I am the hated one. I am the Eminem of podcasting. That's what I like to say.
Damn him. Hey, I'll be okay.
Well, Tony's the Jim Jones of fucking podcasting.
Which one? The black one or the white one?
The white one.
The white one.
That made everyone drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. You right. Hey, hey, but you liked my shit, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. That was some good fucking
Kool-Aid. I told you. I fucking told you,
It wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid. Let's get it right.
Flavor-Aid. It's purple drink. The good shit.
Flavor-Aid. And he made all the kids drink it first. That's,
I did.
Man, crazy.
Come here,
love me, bro.
Come here, little girl.
Come here, girl.
Drink this Kool-Aid. I mean, this grape drink.
Let me teach you. I'm gonna learn today.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we talking about?
Oh, we're gonna talk about EDH, man. We're gonna talk about budget EDH. And
I just want to point out something real quick. Okay, right here in front of me, I have a list.
Hold on. Before you say that,
whoa.
Hold on. You shut up.
Okay, you're not in this.
It's gonna turn into a wrestling match on this equipment. Isn't all EDH budget EDH?
It's only budget.
It's somebody's
budget, right?
It's somebody's
CEDH, man. Not competitive.
Not CEDH, yeah, it's somebody's budget, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
You know, if you have three grand to spend on a deck.
Let's just say this. It's based on someone's budget.
All right, so what you guys don't know is the East Coast and the West Coast are doing some leagues, and our budget is $50.
What are you talking about? The East Coast don't have a fucking budget, bro. They can't afford Magic.
No, man,
Geo's got
a huge ass.
Geo doesn't fucking count. Geo's in the 1% of Magic the Gathering.
He has a big group that is doing $50 budgets.
That's because he copied us. We know, Geo. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right, Geo.
So,
I'm
upset about the $50. This is.
It should be
$100.
So,
honestly,
I decided to contact my boy and go, "Hey, we're doing EDH, man. He's building Hive Lord or Sliver Overlord or whoever the fuck it is." And he goes, "Oh yeah, so we're doing budget.
You're doing Overlord, right? Not Hive Lord, right?
Overlord.
Overlord.
And he's on budget." Yeah, man, $100 budget. No, $50 budget.
Honestly, that's where I think the one problem is with this is $50. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because well, what I was telling him is if you did a dollar a card, it's a 100 card deck.
Yeah, it's a 100 card deck. So, you know, you're
fuck you, man. You got to learn how to build a fucking deck. $50 is going to show you how to build a fucking deck.
You know who the fuck you're talking to?
Well, this is the other thing.
I am the man of EDH, right? Oh, I start. God. Hey, me and Earl Grey played EDH at Pally on Friday Night Magic, and look what happened. Everyone's playing or wants to get in on EDH, right?
That's what happens.
Exactly. That's what happens. So we started it, all right, and I'm the best at it, okay?
Man, I feel Biffo channeling through Tony right now, man.
Of course, yeah, of course you feel Biffo channeling because I made Biffo. Biffo is the best.
I don't know with that Zodin deck that he was running this last week, man.
That's budget, dude. That's budget. Like that.
That was all Geo's build too.
That's Geo, yeah. That's Geo all the way.
Well, I was saying $100, and then you include the commander.
Do you include the basic lands? Do you include the basic lands?
Yeah,
just
everything.
Just lands.
Oh hell no, man! We went $50.
It's $100 fair and square.
Not including your commander, and your basic lands are free.
I'm just saying, I'd like to run a tutor. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not
you
tutor.
Know what I mean? It's like
you
a tutor.
Can,
it's
you
not
can
the tutor.
Run black and yeah. run. You know,
you're like, hey, run diabolic tutor. That's not the tutor.
That's not a tutor.
You get diabolic revelations.
But you know what, man? If you guys want to run port,
shut up.
$2, man.
Shut up.
For $2, you can get it for. $2 for the championship deck one.
Even,
but yeah, then you can get Academy Rector for $12. Okay,
yeah,
we know.
But the problem is, man. The Vampiric Tutor though is $54.
Of course, it's because the Vampiric Tutor, no matter what no matter what that's printed in it, it's $50.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
It used to be $20. I picked mine up for $20.
Even after getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had Grim Tutor.
Yeah.
Imperial Tutor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's because Imperial Seal and Vampire Tutor are the same card, just
Demonic Tutor. I can't believe that's so expensive.
Nah, it's about time Demonic Tutor is.
I mean, I can run guys credit for $70.
You know,
just saying.
Shut up.
Yeah,
just got to run.
Why? When you can run the Dominaria version of it.
I'd rather not go through the process of forgetting the chip.
Bitch, you play elves. Shut up.
No, I don't.
You play elves and elemental. Shut up.
It's not the same. The Dominaria one's not the same.
It's not,
it's
but
not the same.
Fucking,
it can work.
It works, and the
one would be Cabal Stronghold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's arguably okay still.
No, it's not.
I said arguably.
No, there's no argument.
In Monaco,
you're arguing right now, so he's kind of correct.
No,
in Monaco, it's fine.
Biffo leaves when they start fucking going at each other's throats.
Even in mono black, it's still not okay. Card's garbage. The land is garbage. Just because it's not legendary doesn't mean it's not garbage.
So let's talk about the gold borders. Let's talk about those because we were kind of talking about before.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, is it okay? Like, is it okay in your play group? You know, like, I know for us, like, we're cool.
Yeah,
like,
course,
it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
If you come in here with some gold borders, I'm cool. Like,
yeah.
Everybody,
I don't give
like,
two shits.
If you're playing Magic, cool. Like, it's somebody to play with.
You know what I mean? What was it? My Ramos deck has Enlightened Tutor and Bird.
Yeah, Bird of Paradise, yeah. So if
at the time, that's what all I could find, and I'm fuck.
Because Enlightened Tutor's $18. Like, it's like crazy.
Yeah, it's
like
insane.
The prices are just retarded.
The funny thing is if you want the 7th edition Gold Border
Bird.
Would
you shut? Stop.
It's actually more money than the other ones.
It's like $5. It's $5.
Yeah.
And the other ones
are
like $3.
The other ones are like $2 or $3.
Of course it is, because it's fucking, it's the 7th edition art. That's why.
But, like, and after order. This, like, you know, if people start going to that, like, then they're gonna
it's gonna rise
gonna
in
go,
price.
Yeah, they're gonna rise in price because those are really rare.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I
would argue like saying those are rarer than the real versions.
Pretty much, it's
yeah, because they only produce
now.
So many
of
those decks back in the day,
and a lot of them are still sealed. Like people didn't.
Yeah.
Know
oh yeah, there's so many sealed. But yeah, if you guys don't know, just for clarification, WotC back in the day did. Create decks based off of decks that have won championships.
Basically,
and it was
from
97,
95.
Was it
95?
95
forward. 2002. It was like, 2002. They stopped doing it because they're cheap bastards, but they are, don't have the regular Magic the Gathering back. They have the world championship,
which occurred in this place.
Yeah,
in
where it was, what year, who ran the deck, and who won it.
Has the player signature on it.
Has a player signature on it, and then has the exact
card.
Has the exact deck, deck list, number of cards, and everything, and they're all gold border instead of white or black like we're used to.
So they're pretty
gold
sweet.
Border.
Like if you like custom cards.
Yeah, they look pretty sweet. Now before recently, I think before this year actually, or before the end of last year, they weren't actually legal in Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as
casual.
Brad said, yeah, if your playgroup is cool and everything, of course you can run them. You know, the cheap alternatives, as we just said, to the actual card. Jesus Christ, the cabinets are like $50 now, but you can get a gold board for like $15-$20.
Yeah.
So it's a nice, you know, nice way of getting a cheap
You're
card.
Arguably still spending a decent amount of money to have a the closest that you can to a proxy that's not a proxy.
Pretty much. That's not a fake it's card because
well, that's
so,
the way I love
so
it.
So this is what I told Tony. I said that if it's priced on a legit website,
it's
a real card.
Yeah.
Because
if it's listed with Magic Cards,
yeah, it is a Magic card. It's made by Wizards of the Coast.
Well, the best thing about it is it has better card stock than newer cards of today. If you rip it, it has blue border or blue card.
Yeah. Core.
So it is basically a real Magic card minus the back is.
It was made by WotC. WotC approved that these cards are Magic the Gathering cards. So. But as we say before, it's because they didn't have the Magic back in their gold border. There's no other gold borders besides those cards. But now with the new ruling, because we got a new official commander committee on the scene now, gold borders are now legal because they're recognized as real Magic cards. However, they're not.
And nobody plays with clear sleeves.
I think that's a huge thing.
Back in the day, like that's you had clear sleeves.
Yeah, penny sleeves.
So
or,
you couldn't play with them. Now it doesn't matter. Nobody plays with clear sleeves. Yeah. Everything
Unless
is opaque.
You're dumb.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. You have
penny sleeves. The opaque issue.
Don't say
whatever.
You have, yeah.
But then again, there's also the perfect fits with shadow. Shadow.
Yeah, but you can still see through them though. That's the thing. Like if someone buys a fucking perfect fit and uses
those just to sleeve his deck and play it like that, they need to be kicked in the balls.
Yeah, they do. But so now they're legal. So if you have some gold border cards that you haven't used because. Fucking use them now.
Yeah, and nobody can tell you different.
Yeah, they're still not legal in Eternal formats. You can't use them Legacy or Modern or whatever. But
EDH,
EDH is fine. Competitive, budgets, whatever. If it fits, it's good to go.
Yep.
So there's a little bit for that. And I fucking hate this list, dude. I don't know why. And you have two of them in different fucking...
Yeah, different colors. One's in black and the other one's in blue.
Because those are blue cards. Those are black
cards. One was supposed to go to somebody and one was supposed to go to me.
Okay, well, here's yours. I'll take the blue.
Jesus Christ.
So you can actually
read.
I have
my own list of some cards. So.
But yeah, so Earl Grey has delighted us with a list of cards that are... What'd you say these are under? Like $5? Or just
budget?
Yeah,
somewhere around there. There's some budget shit.
Yeah, so someone took the time because they have no life to get together.
What's
deck
this?
List.
What website is this off of?
There's no website.
It's
on,
off originally off of fucking Goldfish.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, because I had a tapped out one, and it was actually pretty good.
The tapped out one hasn't
it
been updated.
It wasn't for budget, though. It was just for tutors.
There was one tapped out for budget. The problem is it hasn't been updated in 4 years.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah. A lot of people.
This one, the last time it was updated was 2000. At the late 2017.
Well, that's because Goldfish tries really hard to be relevant, and they're not still, so...
Fuck you, Saffron.
But yeah, God, I told you... What the fuck?
Hey, what was that?
I have no idea.
No, I told... Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still recording.
I told you, when we were talking shit about people the first time, I told you Saffron Olive is a fat fuck with a neck beard, and he's probably a virgin. And then he finally has a face cam on his videos, and what is he? He's a fat fuck... Virgin with a neck beard. Fuck, told you.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get over. Like, I thought he was like skinny nerd boy.
I swear, I was like, listen to his voice.
I seen the face cam and I was like, no way.
Yeah,
I was like it's got to be like an overdub.
It has
like a
to
bad
be.
Fucking Shaolin
but,
movie.
But the things he does, it's him. It's him. It fucking sucks.
I did. You know what? I did lose respect. They put a lot of work in the website.
They do a lot of work. It is good.
Like putting out decks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't really knock them for that. But then once I got on Twitter and I like started like
the one
like
thing that pissed
following
me off
on Twitter and I'm like, dude, like no, unfollow. Like
guys are garbage.
Stop.
The
man.
Reason why I don't like him is because you know who Young Mage is. He's a 13-year-old kid that his dad buys him products and he opens up.
Oh, he's 13.
I don't
know.
Yeah, well,
he started, he was like eight.
I think he was 10 when he started.
So I mean, he's a little prodigy when it comes to Magic.
I wouldn't
and
call him a prodigy.
Probably a dick, too. He's probably just like
I wouldn't doubt
running
I think
around
his dad's
just being
a
dick.
But
I need to
Wizards
get
sent
him
promo cards, preview cards.
A preview card.
And so what does Saffron do? Steals the preview card from...
And previews before him.
And puts it out and doesn't give any...
Credit
whatsoever to the kid.
Hmm.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Well,
so fuck
know,
you, Saffron Olive.
You know what I mean? It's content is king. Yeah. You know,
but
I guess,
this ain't the podcast to be talking shit. This is a podcast for budget, which you guys came here for. So this list has a lot of budget, bro. This I don't know how many cars are on this list.
Don't hit them all.
I'm just gonna go over a few,
like some good ones. Like that's the problem. Like people put people. So another thing, we're watching these budget EDH videos, like the budget deck for $25, budget deck for $50, budget deck
bullshit.
For $100.
Well, bullshit.
Yeah, all that bullshit. The problem is they're using the shittiest cards just to try and get the tribal deck or whatever deck they're trying to do under that budget, and you can't do that. Like, you really can't.
I mean,
like, if you want to play,
you can, but
I'm just saying,
it's
like,
not a real deck.
Yeah, I think if you're out there looking to build a deck, there's ways that you go about it. And you have to look at cards in a certain context. If you just pick a card because you think that it might be okay and it's cheap, probably not the best way to go about it. You know, like you can't go off price, first of all. Second of all, you have to have a plan to upgrade the deck. You know, so
if you upgrade, you can upgrade a $25 deck to $50, even $100 in like a month.
And it will be extremely better just by adding $1, $2.
It's like, hey, $25, and we've
so like for instance, I'm doing Sliver Overlord, and I thought, oh, you know what, nobody has Sliver around here because it's kind of fucking garbage jank.
A little bit.
And no, I mean,
I like to build
the competitive Sliver decks. Dude, nobody wants to play them because fucking stifling.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, I like to build asshole decks. I think we all do, like in some sense, you know. And so I was like, you know what, nobody has one, I'll build it. Our local game stores have like a bunch of Slivers, easy to access. But I want to do it different. So how I went about building it, and it's not, like I said, I've just started, and then Bob hits me up with, oh no, we're doing budget. Oh no, it's $8. And I'm like, what the how are you gonna build a deck with $8? You know, like, so $50 EDH deck, which is crippling.
It is, but it doesn't include
the commander and the basic lands. And that's fine, but that's still crippling. And so what I just wanted to explain, like, my how I went about building it and what I do, and I know everybody else does something different, but I built the deck as I wanted it to be upgraded, right? So, like, say I wanted to put $200 into it, right? Or I wasn't afraid to put $200 or $300 into it. I built that deck with those cards in mind. Maybe I wanted Survival of the Fittest. Maybe I wanted Enlightened Tutor. Maybe I wanted good lands. Actually, not even really the mana base. It was more about the cards I wanted in it, because the mana base gets expensive on its own. And then I went and looked for alternatives to those cards. So, as I was mentioning earlier, we were talking Sun Titan. I want Sun Titan in there. Sun Titan's a few bucks. You know what I mean? But so now I'm down to like $90 on this deck, and I need to get it down. How do I take that $4 card and turn it into a 50-cent card that's still going to act as not the best version of it, but a working version of it? You know what I mean? That in the future I can upgrade to that card. So I did that with tutors, with, you know, land searching, you know what I mean? Like, and lands, mana base, a huge thing. And that's how I went about building a budget deck. From that perspective, because I feel like it's a good perspective, because now I know where I want to go, and then I have a starting point,
right?
And still working on it, but that's my take on like how I go through the process of, like, you know, starting out with this deck. And then me and Tony were talking earlier about, you know, I don't just want an aggro deck. I want it to win in two or three other ways. Two ways for sure.
Yeah.
Three, if possible.
My deck doesn't fucking win, dude. It just stalls my opponents.
Like, that's fine. Some decks do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing.
You can ask Parking Lot. How was it, Parking Lot?
Arcady stacks and bullshit.
Like, yeah, it's God fucking stacks. Damn. Keyword
that's because,
stacks.
And that's another thing we were talking about. Like, people build decks. Like, you're so worried about your deck that you forget about everybody else's.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're so worried about getting your combo off and your creatures out and your plays out to do what your deck needs to do that you forget that you got cocksucker with the Trump wall. And you're exactly, like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? I don't have anything
to
deal with.
My deck is called Maggle Wall for a reason.
So, or, you know, or you have somebody, you know, that's constantly using their graveyard and you forgot to put Bajuka Ball again or something to take care of a graveyard. You
Come
know,
on,
like,
man.
You forget.
Ice Flow is my favorite fucking card. Everyone's like, oh. So, you know.
The card is still shit.
The card is shit, but if you can't afford to put
it's a good budget.
Maze of Ith, you know.
It's a good budget card.
Yeah. But
you have Mystifying Maze, but that card keeps creeping up in price for some
reason. Yeah, I know.
And it will. I mean, that's going to happen, you know. But, yeah, so, like, you know, like, so
well, that was the
I
thing.
Mean, advice
if
for...
The way it is the way we talked, me and Gio, and we're like, okay, the way it's set is $50.
Yeah.
If your card goes up in price, it doesn't matter whatever you locked it in originally when you first put it in is what it stays at.
But nobody can come along and build that.
No.
Gee, they can't put it back in. They can't put it back in because at the time, you know, that you got it, it's like you bought a card. Yeah. You bought a new card. It was like... $10, and then the next day
it jumps.
It's 35.
It jumps to 35. It's like, well, I bought it for 10, so yeah, the value that I got out of it is $25. But
yeah,
I bought it at 10, so it's a $10 card I put in my deck. It was 10 when I bought it. I put it at 10 just because it jumped doesn't mean it's not.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth.
Yeah,
that's why I keep rechecking the price on my deck because I know I'm at and close to that brink. And I keep rechecking everything.
Well, you're going to be at $50 if you're like trying to.
Yeah, but
to
he's playing bullshit
deck,
fucking paired generals.
You just fucking hate it because they can kill you with just the commander.
Yeah,
yeah. Because yeah. What it is damage. Is, man, his commander hits you,
you lose half your life. And then
it has
a partner that says when it attacks,
everybody has to block
all
him.
All creatures has to block him.
Yeah,
if able. But yeah,
eat a dick.
Says Mogul Wall deck
but,
over
but
here.
But since because I kept doing that, I keep checking it. I got to fit in Soren Markov into the deck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Just fucking walk.
Think about that for
hold
a minute.
Hold on. Your deck keeps going down in price?
Yes. Yeah. It's
that's
dropping.
How the fuck
price.
Is that?
That's,
it's so...
It's got, the, it's
my deck's
the
so
cards
shitty,
are garbage.
It went down in price. So I could put a better card in.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, it's a perfect budget deck right there, right?
Let me see.
You can keep
Biffo's deck is $29.
That deck, though, is
so it has a $20 leeway.
How is that even possible? I don't know.
It's shitty card, fucking 5 cent
either,
goblins.
Either card, either cards go down in price.
Yeah,
because they're
no,
just
I,
not used.
I understand
used.
That, but that's like the worst of the worst. Like,
dude, that Zada
it's like
deck,
picking the last
like
kid
I
for
said,
the basketball team.
He
like he's
swung
the,
at me
the cripple,
for 54
or the
damage.
Kid who has no fucking
kid,
like
kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it's the cripple or the kid with no fucking athletic skill, and you take the cripple.
He hits you know, me for 54.
Yeah, but
that's
goblins. That
though.
Deck gets
goblins,
you know though. Yeah, goblins just
so, goblins are elves. Like you know that that's coming if you let them get that far.
Yeah, it's like cool. I just got overran 5 times.
It's your fault for looking over the pillows.
You know yeah, I mean? It just like, sucks when you
so as we open the gates.
When
to your fucking
everybody
wall.
Hates the pillow fort.
We'll see. You built a wall. Fort. Walls are meant to be climbed over. So they found a ladder,
just
fucking climbed
me.
Over, and you just got fucked.
Because
call me a Mongarian.
Hey, I made him do the fucking battle. It's like, hey, look, I got a wall of shadows out there. He's all, God damn, I want to get around this motherfucker. He's like,
every time we build a wall, stupid Mongarians come and build.
look. You built your pillow fort.
You built your pillow
and
for it,
they
and then
just took
just...
your face, made told you to bite the pillow, and they just took you from behind.
You
that's go. Exactly that's what happened.
You, just wait, man.
You see the new Goblin Slayer anime? That's what they did. They fucking just ripped it up, and just plowed into it, man. They made
there's going to be a small minor changes to this deck. So
Jesus Christ, mm-hmm, yeah, just bump up to 100 and see how long everyone lasts your $100 budget deck.
So no, it. Because dude, once if we went up to $75, dude,
just make it 100.
Dude, why? So I can put fucking...
make it 100 so I can kill all of you guys on turn 3,
yeah.
Okay? Just fucking make it 100 already, goddamn.
If I do 75, I can... The package that I want, like Winter Orb and the rest of the stuff that I need for stacks, that's all I need.
Yeah, it's fine. And I'll still kill you on turn 3.
You do 100, then I can run gold-bordered Survival of the Fittest.
There you go.
Jesus, gold, man.
And gold-bordered guys cradled. Yeah. There, you're fucking done. You're dead. Elves all the way. But speaking of gold border and budget, the few cards that are on this list that Earl Grey gave us, one some of the, like our bench that most people know are already go in decks that aren't budget, like Soccer Tribe Elder. The card's been reprinted so many fucking times, it has an F&M promo, and yet it's
still
cheap
$2.
Shit. Yeah.
Still $2.
And it's kind of it's tribal. You know what I mean? Like I think goblins.
Is E-Wit on there? I don't think
it's not really budget. Because
it's under $5. Well, yeah.
It got
damaged.
Reprinted yet again. Yeah, well, if you find it damaged.
No, it's under $5 with the new printing.
I don't see it.
Well, that was also done about a year.
I just took that out of my build because it's too much.
Oh, dude, I love fucking E-Wit.
Yeah, it's
and it's been
$5 could be a little expensive.
E-Witness has been around what? It's been printed 6 times, 7 times?
Something like that, yeah.
F&M promo.
Has an F&M promo. It's got a box topper promo now. It's been in 3 master sets, and then it's been reprinted, I think, in its original set, and I think in 10th edition or something like that. One of the core sets too, I think.
Average for Ultimate Masters Eternal one is $4.
There you go. Yep. But this is kind of
I like it, that card isn't powerful enough at $4 in a $50 budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good card, it's an auto include in a lot of decks if you're not restricted by a $50 budget. But that $4 can go so much far.
Dude, okay, so when I was building my deck, man, I made the mistake of just looking at TCG Player, putting the thing in, and adding cards. Medium price. If you're not actually looking for the deal on the fucking, you know, the value.
Hashtag true value.
On there, my deck would have been $70-some-odd right now.
Well, that also depends, too. When you say budget, is it going, depending on what site you go off of, is it going off the low prices, the medium price, or the high prices?
It's going off the lowest listed card price.
Okay. To low.
Okay. Yeah. And then of course,
not so much low pricing.
If you're trying to buy budget, you're going to buy the damaged one.
Yeah, of course.
The not near mint.
Yeah,
you know.
So if you have a near mint card and it's like $5, but the damaged one's like $1, you're going off the damage price.
Yeah, I'm going off the damage price.
Okay. And then of course, also the other one that people are probably asking.
So these rules are not very
Stern
yet.
Yeah, and then of course the foils. Everyone knows that foils, depending on the card itself, can be 10 times.
Well, that's the thing. The thing is, so Sol Ring, you go off the lowest price Sol Ring, which is going to be a dollar something.
Yeah.
So if you have the masterpiece Sol Ring, you can put it in there and show it off.
It's going to go off the price of the lowest card, regardless whether you have a foil,
which is
or
fine
not.
because it's the same card.
Accessible to everybody at that price,
and it's the same card. Your Sol Ring may be fancy as shit, but it still taps, makes two.
Because what was it? Somebody made the comment. Oh well, because Drew had his in his budget deck.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's all, well, that thing's worth more than the entire budget deck.
Yeah, it's more than all the decks on the table combined. It's like, yeah, but regular Sol Ring is $1.
Yeah.
But yeah, that card has been reprinted more than probably any card ever. It's printed in every commander.
Every commander. It's in the anthologies.
I thought about giving the Sol Ring Commander Tower
a pass. Like the commander staples that they
Like in every deck, because you get a command tower, you get a command.
You don't
sphere,
necessarily.
You get
I mean, maybe people don't want them though. You know, I don't know. Like, I mean,
that is true. There are some play groups that don't actually like Sol Ring because they believe that it's the reason why it's banned in 1v1 because they believe that
turn one Sol Ring.
Yeah, any player that turn one Sol Ring is probably going to win because most of the time that's not true though. It's not true. Obviously, it's not true.
If you think that, like, oh, Tony just put out. Turn one Sol Ring, I'm just gonna quit the game. Yeah. Like you're a horrible Magic player for one.
Yeah, and 1v1, yes.
1v1,
yes. If you play Sol Ring turn one, you're probably gonna win.
But three other opponents,
If you have at least two other opponents, like one of them's gonna drop like a fucking, their Sol Ring of their own, or it's like cool. I play a mana dork. I have 2 mana on turn 2, 3 mana on turn 2. I make my land drop. He has 3 mana on turn 2 also without a land drop. Like we're in the same boat. So multiplayer, if you don't like Sol Ring, it's just because you fucking suck.
There's other stuff, too. Like, we just watched Homeboy drop land tax turn one.
Yeah, you drop land. I mean,
like, that's ridiculous, too, because that's worse than Sol Ring. Like,
yeah, because
it's
cool. I just filter my deck with 3 mana.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to discard probably
two. Turn two, I got 4 mana out. Like, same shit.
It's the same shit. But, Sol Ring, actually, I don't think is on here either.
No.
No.
No, it is. It's the other one, yeah. So for creature-wise, you have like Farhaven Elf, fetches for a forest. Pilgrim's Eye gets a basic land. Wood Elves gets a forest into play, which is really good. Yavmaya Elder, if you activate its ability, you get to draw and search for 2 basics is really good. Clone can take anyone else's shit. Solemn.
These are all like known. I guess there's people out there that don't know.
Yeah, they might not.
Like this I'm putting this list because I want to start building a small library of cards here.
Yeah.
So that way.
No, yeah, budget. Yeah, budget friendly.
All I got to do is just break out the binder
it's
and go.
Budget
these are
friendly, good playable cards. Like, and they're hard to find. Like, there's because you go on MTG Salvation or these other websites like
that. Well, this is also shit I'm going to be looking for in people's bulk fucking crap that they're
trading. Yeah. So. And that's a good point you bring up. Like, when you're out there, when you're building these decks, like, most of these cards, people will give them to you.
They
don't care. Like, if I have extra ones, I'll give them. I don't need them. You know what I mean? Like, you have their commons and uncommons. And you probably have 4 or 5 of them.
Well,
or you can get them really cheap.
If it's like it was back in the day when I had 30 Rhystic Studies.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I wish I had 30 rustic studies. I wish I still had my 30 rustic studies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then others we got like Mole Drifter, draw two cards. Hell yeah, Puppeteer cards click. The more expensive Eternal Witness, Green Warden of Murasa. If you don't know what this card does, it's 6 mana, 5/4. Comes into play, returns something. When it dies, exile it.
Return something.
So that if you don't like I just looked that up.
It's like a 50-cent mythic.
Yeah. So like you can get that
dude,
card.
Dude, it's cheap, man.
Yeah, it's hella
Elemental
cheap,
Tribal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The aforementioned Sun Titan from Brad. That card's relatively cheap.
Yeah, it's only about like $1.50 to $2 depending on what kind of Sun Titan.
Sun Titan.
Avenger, huge win condition in a lot of green decks is relatively
cheap. Well, you
got to
remember, World Spine Worm was a fucking bulk rare for the longest time.
Bulk mythic.
And now look at the price on that bitch.
Well, that's because of Grishel Brand, because that stupid ass deck.
No, yeah, I don't know. See, like, sometimes everything I look up is like $3-4. I don't know. Yeah,
I mean, it's still under like $4. I mean, it's still under
$5.
Well,
look at their
damage. Yeah, that's cheap. Man,
that's how you do it.
Jesus Christ.
Click that damage.
Some foreign cards, even some foreign versions of it are. But anyways, are we
I'm
back?
Not that cheesy to go into damage. I'll just find a different card.
Yeah, so, all right, what's the next card on
the list? I mean, there's a lot I'm skipping over, but we got Harvester Soul is a nice creature to draw cards. Mirror Shepherd gets shit back. Mirror Battlesphere is actually a card that can kill people.
Yeah.
My favorite card, man, is Artisan of Kozilek.
Yep, it's on
Come
the
on,
list.
Man, it's got Annihilator. Right. It's a fucking uncommon.
Yeah, brings shit back. Yeah, but Sepulchral Primordial. Nine colors, but it's not too bad. Sepulchral Primordial is 7-drop. It's a black creature that it's part of the Primordial set, the Avatar set. Comes into play. You get to recur a creature from everyone's graveyard.
Yeah.
So that's one. That's a really good card. And Terastodon, which surprisingly has dropped in price considering how powerful it is.
Yeah. Terastodon's good.
It's been reprinted a few times. It was in the Golgari, or not?
Isn't the Graveborn?
Graveborn.
Graveborn. Ridiculous.
It was just in the new. What was the Ixalan? The one of those was Terastodon, wasn't it? Isn't that in there?
I think it might have been one of the guild kits. I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was a guild kit.
Yeah, it might have been a guild kit. But yeah, so Terra Nasty is crazy. It's up there. And then like a few spells. We got Counterspell, which is relatively cheap. Martial Coup is a really good board wipe, and it gives you dudes if you spend enough mana for it.
Coup or Coop?
It's Coup. It's spelled Coop, but, you know, the Coup.
Coon?
Coon.
Martial Coon?
Martial Coon. Yeah, it's a white spell. It makes black dudes. But we got Blue Sun Zenith, which used to be a kill spell in the old Infinite Mana.
Hey, Brad's favorite card, man, Diabolic Tutor.
Diabolic Tutor. Is that even on here? Let me see.
Yeah, it's on here.
Diabolic Tutor's
on
cheap.
Here.
It's the go-to. The go-to.
Explosive Vegetation is a really great ramp spell. Ride Replication used to kill people. Overrun used to kill people. Let's see here. Extinguish All Hope is a really good board wipe. Yeah, it's kind of expensive in mana cost, but Life's Finale.
All the cheap shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Look at Blasphemous Act. It's on this list.
Yeah, but Blasphemous Act has its own reduction cost, though.
Yeah. And it's great, too.
It's great, yeah. And then, like, a few artifacts. We got Soaring, of course. Skull Clamp, which that card's fucking insane.
No matter it's like $5-6
I'm
bucks.
Upset at Lightning Greaves, how expensive it is.
Lightning Greaves is only expensive because after the introduction of Swiftfoot Boots, even Swiftfoot Boots failed to replace it, so like everyone has to.
Well,
everyone
Lightning Greaves is better. I mean, it equips for zero.
Yeah,
I mean, something that equips for one isn't gonna replace it.
Yeah, that is true. But it was a fact that they believed that Hexproof would beat Shroud in people's favor, just because for example, Zada Biffo's budget commander. If you put Lightning Greaves instead of Swiftfoot Boots, you can't. He's no longer usable. Because you have to specifically target Zada. If I'm correct, if I'm not, then I apologize. I'll check right now. But yeah, but if it is the way it is, yeah. Whenever you cast it, only targets Zada. Yeah. So if you have Lightning Greaves on Zada, you can't target it anymore, which he's now useless. But if you have if you have Swiftfoot Boots, you can target him. Your opponents can't. He does his thing where he does 54 damage to everyone on the table. So that was kind of
give and take. Yeah.
So that was kind of thing. It was like, kind of give him a better type protection for a little bit extra. Hopefully that would favor people. But
that thing's been printed as much as Sol Ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's still $4, you know, but I don't know. It's crazy.
It's just everyone wants it more than they want Swift Foo Boots. That's the way it is.
Yeah, believe it or not, man. There's conspiracy. There's a billion fucking soul rings, and they're all worth a dollar or more.
Yeah,
they are.
This is German.
Yeah, not even that. How about Lightning Bolt? Lightning Bolt is one of the cards that
I think it's one
has same thing.
Been reprinted.
That one's been reprinted as much more than Sol Ring for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been printed every core set. M13, I think, or M12. Yeah. Last time it was in standard. Yeah. So it's pretty insane.
It's Player Reward full art, GP full art, JSS promo.
The Lightning deck. Yeah,
the
Fire and Lightning deck. Yeah, I mean, it's been in a ton of stuff.
It's been a ton of stuff, so. I can't remember. There is a card that has been printed the most, and I can't remember the name of it. And it's none of the cards you've mentioned.
Oh yeah, it's probably like a
Ornithopter.
It might be Ornithopter. Maybe? I think it is Ornithopter. Ornithopter, I think, has been printed the most, but
that's cool. Ornithopter is good.
It is.
Hey, zero casting cost. Fucking zero, two, fire.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Everyone's like, Ornithopter sucks dick. I'm like, you weren't. Then you never played Standard when Ornithopter killed people.
Yeah.
When Ornithopter or Bird of Paradise killed you.
Yeah. When you equipped a sword and fucking Bird of Paradise and go.
You don't even equip a sword. You played the fucking white quest deck. So like, cool. Play a bunch of artifacts. Pop it. I'm gonna get Argentum armor. Hit you for 6 and blow up a thing.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? Like, yeah,
how
you like
that
flies.
Hey, like that.
Yeah.
Hey,
like
speaking
that.
Of which.
Well, and Ornithopter's an enabler, like in Affinity, all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Like,
so, Tony, Morrow's already spoiled it.
What happened?
We're going back to Lorwyn.
Cool.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll cool. We'll get better tribal. We'll get more fairies.
Yeah.
So, I wonder.
They gave us back merfolks.
I wonder how it's going to work since they're not going to be 300 year cycles. It's going to be actually day cycles, day and night cycles.
Honestly, I don't know how they can do this story wise, and I really don't think people really care. It's like after like shards and everything else, like when they introduced the Planeswalker era, like it kind of the story kind of got so convoluted, it kind of sucked. Whereas back before then, it was actually about the plane, like it was all about how the plane worked.
What about Brad? Have you seen War for the Spark, the new Transformers Jesus expansion?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I have.
With the 36 planeswalkers?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I've seen. I don't know anything about it. I saw it, though.
Yeah, you don't need to
keep
know
up on that.
Trash.
Yeah, I don't keep up on that.
Here's the funny thing. Someone posted
up
on Twitter.
Own little world.
And they go, because of War of the Spark, Watsy's view count on YouTube went up 1 million views. I'm going, it came out the same day, an hour after PewDiePie's video.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you went up
just
a
marketing.
Million.
Yeah, you know, like it's just mark. I mean, they're trying. So, you know, whatever. Last year, Magic was dying, or the year before,
it's,
or whatever.
It's been dying.
It's dying, right? Like, so, like, they keep saying that, but there's a lot of fucking players out there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people.
Well, let me give you these numbers. Supposedly, we have 22 million players.
Yeah,
was it 22 now?
22
20 million.
Million
last year.
40% are supposed to be women.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, fuck it. What was it? There was a picture they posted for one of the latest Grand Prix, and someone posted
it's
or
just
someone
dudes,
commented
it's
on
just
Twitter.
Dudes with man
yeah,
buns.
It's just dudes or whatever, and someone commented goes, hey, look, Watsy had to find the one picture that has a girl in it to prove there are girls that play Magic the Gathering.
And there are, but it's like a 1%. You know what I mean?
It's,
like,
it's no fucking 40%. Maybe 40% if like you're including like DCI. If
they're
doing it off,
I mean,
like,
for one, it's too complicated of a game. You know what I mean? So
they should be at home cooking dinner for us.
I mean, you can't play Magic and make a sandwich at the same time. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
Hey, speaking of which, so Brad, one of our greatest accomplishments is we had a nice review where, what were we?
We were racist. Racist, homophobic, misogynistic assholes.
Wow, they must be the same people that even reviews on my podcast. I swear to God.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I had like 4 or 5 in a row, like some racist, like we're racist and misogynistic.
No,
yeah
homophobic.
Homophobic.
Yeah, I'm like sitting here going like,
yeah.
Well, that's funny, we got a gay
guy. You know what? It's one of those, it really is one of those things like people can't take the sarcasm. You know what I mean?
People can't handle,
like,
the truth.
Yeah,
they cannot handle the fact that
it's not even necessarily the truth. It's just you saying something and you're joking, and they take it as, oh, you're a racist. Because if you say something, you're a racist now. Like, doesn't like.
Oh,
no,
fuck, man.
I am racist.
Yeah. I am
sexist,
misogynistic,
racist,
and I am a fucking asshole.
You are what
asshole.
You are. I guess, I mean, so the review's correct. That's fine.
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
Fine. Just why were
I
you
say,
listening
you know, you
us?
Can call me a racist, misogynistic, sexist asshole, whatever. Just leave me 5 stars. That's all I ask.
Just leave me a 5 star.
That's it.
Call me whatever you want.
Which is
give
funny.
Yeah.
It sums up the rest of the review as, well, if you like this type of thing, then this is the podcast for you.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's honest, you know, like, and you know, you can't really knock people for giving their honest review. If they don't like it, it's a one star to them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Fine. Like true, you know, like, so no, I literally, yeah, no, we get those.
That's fine. And maybe it does like ward off people who would leave like worse reviews.
It's kind of like the thing, like if you can't take this graphic nature, don't watch the show, you know, like type of thing, you know, like, we're honestly talking about putting a disclaimer in front of our show. Like if, you know, do not use
there
this
for a while. We
do
were,
not use this to write a fucking paper, you know, like when you're,
we
you know,
sat there like, originally we were doing disclaimers because, you know, when I was going through what we had one guy go listen to one episode and
say we said
he
like,
stopped after like half of it and there was already 136 dicks.
So what? Yeah. People are going to count. Like, why are you counting the dicks? Like, you got a problem.
I think
you know what I mean? Like, if you're counting the dicks.
To be fair, it was after an episode we said that we should go back and like in one episode see how many times we said the word dick.
You don't want to do that.
Some guy actually fucking did it, and he stopped halfway. He's like, "I'm done counting dicks." It's like, well, you shouldn't be counting dicks.
Did he go to sleep afterwards? Like, this is what I want to know.
I didn't take a break. Like,
I don't know what he did.
Dicks were running through his mind.
He had dreams about dicks.
Yeah, for one, you have people with too much time on their hands, and the other people that can't enjoy life. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stop. You know?
Yeah. If you don't like us, that's cool.
It's just magic. It's just magic. It's just talk. It's just
fucking card game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, but
I mean, I'm enjoying it. Like, leave your opinion, please. Like, I'd love listening to it. Just
parking lot. What are you
playing
for?
Making fun of you for it
for budget?
Yeah, what are you doing for budget?
Virtus and Gorm.
Bitch, we already talked about you.
We already touched on it.
Yeah, but he never really gave what his deck does.
I told you what his deck does. It touches you and you lose half your life. That's it.
Yeah, it's basically tribal, lose half your life. It's tribal, trample, tribal, death touch.
If you play back in like old Lorwyn, Shadowmourne, Eventide stuff, you know what Quiet a Spike does and you know that you hate the fucking card. There you go. That's what his deck does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's even quit a spike.
Just
in there
summed
too.
It up.
All right, man. So your $50 ass, what you gonna build?
My $50 ass. I built it before, like years ago.
And oh, Idris?
No, fuck. Nah, hell no, dog. That was like $300, $500. No, I had built a very asshole deck when I used to play with Terrence, the other white black guy, a bunch of Merv and all the
he
other
is
friends.
White black guy, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh,
yeah, he plays hockey now.
Oh,
he
cool.
is by far the whitest black guy.
Wow.
Wow, but he's doing good.
Wow.
Hey,
what
Terrence
position?
Gretzky.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. But Merv did, and he said that he was playing.
I was trying to break
stuff.
Into football there
him,
for a while.
I saw him a while ago out in the wild, and I said, "What's up?" And he remembered me, but I don't even know. Like, haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, it's from what I've heard, he's having fun in college and everything. So he's doing good in life.
Isn't he like 42?
Nah, he's fucking like he's my age.
He's 60,
27.
He's 60. Jesus Christ! I mean, he can't if he lets his hair grow.
I just
want to
know how many
shit.
Teeth has he lost so far. No. I mean, you know, hockey. It's bound to happen.
It's
damn
college
quick.
Hockey, bro. Relax. That's professionals, okay? You know, fighting. You know, real fighting.
I don't know, man. My buddy's kids in the fucking hockey league. For 13-year-olds and those
fuck each other.
They scrap, man.
Yeah, 13-year-olds, they're like, boys gonna be boys, and fight in college, you fight, you get fucking banned for life. It's like, nah, you have a future.
Man, that's
ahead
a pussy ass shit.
That's what
man.
I'm saying.
Alright, so who you gonna
but,
build?
I built it back in the day when I played with them. I built a Heartless Hidetsugu, which is a mono red.
Never heard of it.
He's a 5-drop 3/4 or 4/4. You tap him, he deals half your life.
Yeah.
Rounded up.
Yeah. See, and I think Tony's the smarter out of us. Like, he went monocolor.
Well, it was
like straight up.
Dude,
because like,
the mana base is easy.
I know.
You can get away with 29.
I'm going to go back old school, too. I'm going to go back old school, too, and I'm going to build
Talran.
Talran.
I know. Dude, yeah. I found all my shit for Talran.
Of course you did.
And it's sitting right here behind me in a box, so I can just sit there.
Are
and
you going to make
it?
I don't want to make two of them. Like, two Talran decks is the worst.
Yeah,
wait, remember, we sit
hey, there
back
fucking
in the day when we started doing. When we were playing EDH, we were playing French League.
Yeah.
So
Talran.
There was five Talran decks.
It
and
was
we would
Talran,
always get paired with each other.
It was Talran, or was that mono black dude that when a creature dies, you get an instant back or something? Yeah. Or you get the castle that instant that black Toshiro or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Talran
was just those
gross.
Yeah,
Talran it won't be the same. Disgusting. Not over the budget.
Yeah, you don't get Force of Will. And
yeah,
foil
bribery
and
all kinds of stuff. I put bribery in mine. Like I
yeah,
all kinds
mine
of
was running
shit.
Mana shorts. So.
Yeah,
the mana shorts cheap. Mana drain is expensive one. Mana shorts is like 50 cents.
Mana drain,
but mana drain, that was expensive. Even after
I'm running grand. That too. Like I'm running anything
I
can. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't choose a mono color just because I knew it'd be cheapest. It was honestly as soon as they they came up with the idea because, you know, my new job, I haven't been able to be here as long. And they came up with the idea and they told me about it. They were like, yeah, $50 budget, doesn't include the commander, doesn't include basics, but includes everything else. Like, okay, cool. And the first thing that came to mind was, well, I had a very budget deck, and it was that. It was Harless Hitsugu. And I started looking it over a little bit, and it's like
still the same.
It's pretty much still the same, just newer cards, newer effects. New and it's still all cheap. So I was like, well, if I was going to build one, yeah, I'd just build that instead, and then everyone would hate me, and then I'd probably have to build another
one.
Dude,
like, that's yeah. So I was thinking about this, right? But, you know, he's telling me $50, and I'm like, you can't even go buy a commander deck.
You can buy a pre-con for like $50.
No. You can buy it for $40.
True.
And it's worth more, though.
That is
like,
true.
If you run the list, it's worth fucking more than $50.
You are paying $40 for it.
That is true.
Doesn't matter. You got to get this. See, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
$40,
okay, well, guess what? I bought my fucking Vampiric Tutor for $8.
Yeah, no. That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, so Bob, you have Force of Wills? Like, you bought those for nothing? You know what I mean? Like,
you want to break it real quick? Okay, Brad, you used to have, what's it, Grand Arbiter, right?
Yeah.
Hell of expensive, right?
Yeah.
Sells me for $25. And then what I'll do is I'll play it. And then when I'm done and everyone's pissed off, I'll just sell back to you for $25. And then there you go. Yeah. I bought the deck for $25, but it had Force of Will, it had Mana Drain, it had Land Tax, it had Stasis, it had all the shit.
Yeah.
But I got all 100 cards for $25.
Yeah. Including,
including the commander, including non-basic.
That's what you're
kind of
saying.
That's
so
what
like,
you're saying, though.
Yeah,
No, I mean, come on. It's a sealed product that WotC sells for $49.
Yeah, I know what you...
I'll let you play the sealed product as long as you do not change a single thing in that
sealed
product. Check
it out, though. Exactly. There's fucking good cards in it, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a sealed product.
And the other thing is, like, that's where it gets sticky, because if you have a card in there that I can't access for that price... You know,
well,
what I'm
that's
saying?
The reason
like,
why,
that's
on,
why
at least on the East
hard.
Coast, you have to submit a deck list through Tapped Out.
Yeah,
with your exact price on your decks.
Yeah,
right.
And that's
see,
fine.
We
but
still
when
haven't we still haven't hashed out everything over here on the
so
West Coast.
So I bought Edgar Markov for $40, and now it's $150.
Yeah, it's like buying a track.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's not really fair. That's not really. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Edgar Markov's not exactly a fair deck out of all those ones.
That is true, but
that's the point.
Yeah, that's the point he's trying to make. Though, is like you could buy the more expensive.
Yeah,
you buy
but I can lose with my deck.
So there,
Markov, you don't even have to fucking do anything.
Yeah, but you could buy Mind Seas. One of the original ones, or one of the original commanders, commander decks.
I mean, Kalia,
the best thing about it is Rudy right now on Alpha Investments has a deal going on $79 for the last four planeswalkers.
I mean, technically, I bought both. I bought both commander
anthologies
for $200 or less than $200. There's four decks in them.
Mm-hmm.
I paid less than $50 a piece for those decks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it gets sticky. Like, you either stick with the price or not. Like, you can't. You couldn't go out and buy.
No, for me, it's $50. You have to have a list on the cards that you need.
Yeah, I would say if they bought the pre-con for $50, or they bought the pre-con for $40, but there are cards that are more expensive than that. So, okay, cool. You take those cards out. What are you left with? And then if you're like, cool, I'm at $25. Well, now you have $25 to put in, and you took out three cards.
Yeah.
You now put in, like, three really good
but
cards.
But that's going off of the price.
Well, yeah
that's
on the price. Like Chromatic Lanterns and a few of those.
Yeah, $5 fucking. Yeah, like, you know.
But, yeah,
actually, it's more
playing,
than that. More
I'm
than
an idiot. I'm playing five color, and I want to play
believe
Chromatic
or not,
Lantern. You know, you
there
can't.
Is a $50 budget Ramos build that I'm looking at doing.
Is it Lucky
Nobody
Charms?
Nobody wants to play Ramos,
it is a Ramos Lucky Charms.
Nobody wants to play that, though. Only you.
Yeah, you're the one playing Slivers, bro. So, I mean, same thing goes to you.
That's why I'll stick with two-color and be happy about it.
Sure, no, I like the challenge, though. You know what I mean? Like, this is the fun of it. You know, like, this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to build it based on budget because I was going to have it fucking womp, you know, womp on a motherfucker. But,
and then everyone's like, oh, we'll build
budget.
A budget. Then you're
okay.
Like,
yeah. I mean, I already have a non-budget my Saskia decks. I don't know, $1,000, $1,500. I don't even know. Like, you know, like I already have a non-budget. I can build non-budget stuff. Like, I have everything to build non-budget stuff. But the challenge of the budget
building budget,
that's hard. What I'm finding out.
But my problem is I want to make it as good as I can for the $50. Mm-hmm. Like, if you give me $50, I'm not just going to stick a card in it because it fits the theme and it's a quarter. Like, no, I'm going to find something. And I'll shove something else out to get something else in that's $1, you know?
It's like I'm still trying to find – it's like I want to stick Ghost Quarter in my deck. Still $1.85.
Yeah.
I still want it in my deck, but I have to see what I can remove.
Yeah.
and it's, to stick it's rough. $1.85. Because
it might be three cards, like of your of your 15 cent cards, you know,
or
like,
it might be 10 cards of 5 cent cards.
Well, I just want to point out that Earl Grey is bitching about $1 ghost quarter. However, because basic lands don't count, there's a snow covered. All basics are snow covered. Yeah.
Which, which I'm looking at you going, I remember I've got a bunch of snow covered mountains.
Yeah. So that's also the thing too. It's like, cool. So basic lands don't count. Well, snow covers are still technically basics.
Are they though?
They're still, they're still technically, I mean, it doesn't say on the Ice Age one because it's too old.
They are
on the
basic.
On the newer versions.
Let me look on the.
You can look. Yeah, they are basic.
Hey, islands are going to be expensive. Mountains are the most expensive.
They're all fucking expensive. Okay, they're all like $3 All right, don't fucking. Yeah, so he has all the old borders, so they only say
land.
At
least $1 a piece. Like, oh shit.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
$3.
That's what I'm saying. So I was actually really surprised.
Red
is $3.50.
It's because it's a modern deck. It is a modern deck based off of the snow covers.
Wow.
Well, but, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. If you want to try to do snow covered lands at extra planar lens, you're probably going to pay $10 to $15 for an extra planar lens in a $50 budget.
That is true.
You're probably
not
doing that.
I mean, bitch watch
Earl Grey over here, he's not actually doing that.
Well, of course, he's got three colors. Bitch watch me do it.
I'm helping.
He'll have 99 lands and extra planar lands.
Of 98 Goblin Charbelcher? I've 97 lands, extra planar lands, Goblin Charbelcher, and Ashling the Pilgrim. It's kill everyone.
Yep.
Everyone dies at the same time. I don't give a fuck.
Deal.
But
dude, I'm getting flooded over here, guys. I'm getting flooded. Ooh, it's
like fucking hell.
When he starts keeping cards in his hand, you're like, oh fuck, he's
assembling. Well, I thought about it. I was like, dude, I can get Valakut, right?
Yeah,
that costs like $10.
Yeah, hey, but not, 50 fucking mountains.
True.
That's so
wrong.
Boring, though. Like, come on,
it is. It really is boring. But budget's pretty cool. I think it's the deck build. It's like Earl Grey and I were talking, you know, because I'm building my cube. Earl Grey loves
the
search.
Hunt. Yeah,
it's the hunt for it. So it's like building this deck. So you're hunting for those cards.
I think that's why we get along too. Like, you know, we go down to Frankenstein's. Like, it's just you're hunting for stuff. You know, I built a mono black cube just because. Like, why build a mono black cube? Well, it's different for one. And then it's the hunt of the cards. It's like, how can you put this together? And then I got rid of it. Like, you know, like you're just like, done with it.
And then not only that, but like everyone's doing it. It's not like you're the only one building budget. Like, it's because I wanted to. And now you're playing against all these $500 decks, you're getting your ass whooped. And that's fun.
You have to look at it like
I want to build a budget deck that beats the $500, and they can because we've seen you know the commander decks right out of the package put a whoop ass on somebody with a $1,000 deck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it happens. You know what I mean? And you know if you build that you know expensive deck, you have to be ready for some bullshit.
Yeah,
to come out of the woodwork and beat you.
Well, because like, look at we had six guys playing this last week for the budget stuff.
Yeah,
and no one was complaining, no one was bitching about anything because
it's more fun. It's less. It's
we had
hard.
More fun this last week doing these budget lists than we did prior because it's like.
Well, it's because three of you have fucking combos that kill someone on like turn 3 to 5, and everyone else is like playing semi-fair decks. Like having everyone be on the same level is where you probably have the most fun. It's like even at $100, some decks get really degenerate. And build,
and the difference is too is it comes down to your deck building skill and not your wallet.
I mean
that's pretty much it. Like if Tony's a better deck builder than me, he's going to assemble a better $50 deck than I can, and I can't be mad at that. You know what I mean? You can only learn from it. Oh shit, he used that. Oh damn, I seen what he did there. Like, that's how much is that card? You know what I mean? You're learning. You know what I mean? You're learning.
We had one of our other EDH ridiculous. Players. He's now got what's his name? The guy that
Jordan
Sahili.
Sahili.
Jordan.
Yeah. No. No.
Mexican guy.
Oh, I don't know.
He's gonna actually build a budget list. Okay. All, well, what's the, how much is it? $50. Blah blah
it's
blah.
It's rough, man.
Yeah. And
why would you do that to yourself?
Really rough.
Dude, it was when I fucking started doing. I was like, man, okay, I have this big huge pile of fucking cards. I'm going like, this is like $63.
I need how do to I cut. Shave down.
Then
and
I
still
I shave down everything. Then I'm looking. I'm going. I only have 40 cards. That means I gotta put 60 fucking lands.
I'm sitting at like $90 and I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna cut $40 out of this deck?
You have to cut $40 and
which
put
is pretty
cards
bad.
In.
Yeah.
So, Fat Nasty's deck, dude, he has 60 some odd lands in his deck. But his deck is still consistent enough to actually do shit.
I mean, it's. That's I mean,
67, I believe.
Well, the thing I say about Fat Nasty is Fat Nasty. He's like a natural deck builder. Like he loves all the deck building games, like Marvel and the DC deck building.
Well,
game.
He's gonna build
Resident Evil, again.
Yeah. As a budget,
yeah. Like he's a natural deck builder. Like if you tell him how to build a deck, or you tell him what like something to do, he'll build it. Like
yeah.
going in, he'll like remember a card that he's got before. He'll know what card. Looks. So he's naturally gifted at building decks. So give him all the parameters to the deck, to the format. He can build something for it, and it'll probably be really good.
He spent. What, 2 hours going through my stuff over here, just grabbing fucking random.
Yeah, he can definitely build a deck. So it's not surprising he could have a 60 card.
Well,
deck,
the funny thing is, I was going through my random shit in the room, and I found a bunch of I found 10 Mystic Remoras sitting there. Nice.
Yeah, those aren't budget.
Yeah, but yeah,
they're $1 something.
No, they're $1 something. Yeah.
But
I actually need to get one of those.
Yeah,
they're a bitch to fucking get. Yeah, not everybody wants to
get
rid of them.
I have one in my cube. I think if I don't, I need one. But
you got one Rhystic Study, one Mystic Remora. You know, that's the great thing about playing EDH is I only have to have one.
Yeah, you don't gotta buy three or four. Full playset, the fucking this $20 card. Only
you just went full Mike Tyson right now.
Yeah, full play fifth.
Full play fifth.
Well, Biffo in here, so we got.
No, that's.
But
Oh shit, that's Dev from SBGT or SBMTG.
Full play fifth. But yeah, so like if everyone's on the same level, of deck, like $50 is $50, even $100. As long as everyone abides by those rules that are set in place, everyone's gonna have the same amount of fun because everyone is restricted. Like no one can play Gaia's Cradle, no one can play Force of Will or Pact.
Just good shit. You know what I mean? Like I mean, you still have options for good cards. They're just not crazy overpowered cards.
Yeah. This also is going to help
those guys that don't know how to build decks.
Yeah,
true.
It makes them learn that there's other alternatives. To cards out there. You want an Anthem card.
Oh, there
card.
Definitely is, yeah.
It's like, oh, you want an Anthem. You don't want to use Coat of Arms. There's plenty of other cards out there for the CMC.
I like how you went
for
like the most broken Anthem and you just miss like all the white and like all the cheap.
Well, I just said. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to spend money for Coat of Arms. Well, and you can go with 4-drop Anthems. You can go with 3-drop Anthems or 5.
Well, and we did it earlier. Like I said, we were, I started building the deck
because he said he was going to put Coat of Arms in there.
I wanted Coat of Arms. I wanted Mirari's Wake. I wanted, you know what I mean?
But
like,
the thing for me
you know,
is,
like, I want good.
I don't want my
anthems.
Opponent to have access to +1/+1.
The other thing is, like, for a deck that I'm building, I don't care because you're not going to have creatures. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, it doesn't really bother me. But the other thing is, if it's $5 or $8 or $10, that's a problem in a budget build. So how do we
get
around that?
We found two alternatives for Mirari's Wake.
30 cents a piece,
and that
they're not near as good.
But 60 fucking cents.
It's still an anthem. It's still
and it triggers only for you.
Yeah,
so
it still does what you need it to do. And part of that, and you can go to what is it, MetaMox?
Anything.
Yeah, well, Metamox, the bad thing is Metamox is
The prices are wrong, right? But the cards are still there. Mm-hmm. But, so you can search and just double-check prices.
Where was it? I know. You can use Gatherer.
Yeah, you can use Gatherer.
Yeah,
Gatherer, for
me,
but
Gatherer
you have to learn how to know how to use Gatherer. That's the problem.
Yeah, Gatherer is a little harder. So, like, I used, and I have it up on my computer right now, it's Deck Builder. Deck builder, and you can get it on your phone. You can get it on your computer, and it's basic. I don't like the testing portion of it, but putting together a deck is nice. I can go in the search and I can type in parameters that I want, and it comes up with all the cards that have those in the text. So if I'm looking for Exile Target Permanent,
it
will give me just the cards, and it's through every set or whatever set I'm looking at. Yeah, if I'm just looking at Commander stuff, I just want Legacy or Modern, cards. It gives you those things. So if you haven't used it, that's what I use, and I'm able to. Bob's going through Gatherer, and I'm going through this, and we're coming up with different stuff or the same stuff. Like, oh, I just saw that, So, that's what I use. So I did that with a list of I have 28 cards that I put on this little list because I'm going to start building a list also kind of like Earl Grey's doing. But I'm super big into tutoring. Like I like tutoring. Like I feel like if I can't tutor, I feel like I'm like I'm suffocating. Yeah, I'm like suffocating for cards because I don't necessarily play blue where I do a lot of big draw.
Right.
That's not my game. I like black. I like green. I like white and red and not so much blue. You know, like it's just not my thing. I like blue.
We got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I like blue. Blue's powerful. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's just not my game.
Right.
So I always look for ways to tutor, you know, because I'm a black player.
Right.
I mean, I'm not black. But I'm a black player.
I don't know, man.
You know,
I don't know.
So
you're black.
So you know, so like being a player that plays predominantly black decks, plays with black decks.
plays with black dicks all
play,
the time.
I play with black dicks.
Yeah. So well, you have to. You're stuck.
Nightly.
So you know, like
it's only quarter black.
I mean, you're kind of raised to tutor and like have like. You know, Cabal coffers and stuff, you know, to where you can make massive amounts of mana.
Well, that was the thing. Back in the day, remember, for when we played, when we were younger, we were playing, you know, Revised and Unlimited and all that. Every deck had Demonic Tutor in there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Every deck.
Yeah.
You had black in there for
And then when Visions came out, you're like, oh, Demonic, or, you know, Vampire Tutor. Vampire Tutor. You know, and then you have Dark Ritual, who gives you three mana for one. You know, like you have all these things that, like, it's like you do cool shit. And so I'm looking to do those same things on a budget, you know?
The best thing about those gold border cards, I just realized I can put Skull Rack in my fucking shit.
Get out of here.
I'll call
it's only like a dollar. It's only a fucking dollar.
Skull Rack's I'm looking it up right now.
Kill yourself. No, it's only a fucking buck.
No kill way. Yourself. So I was like looking for different things. So. I wanted to find stuff like there's obvious cards. Like Tony was mentioning off the list, obvious cards. Like those are cards that if you play Magic, I already know those cards. Like I know those cards exist. If I'm going to play Elves, if I'm going to use Elves, I already know they have, you know, they're there. But I found a cool card. What do you know about Land Grant?
Land Grant? There's actually one that's cheaper than that. I feel like it's an enchantment. No.
No. So it's a sorcery. No, it's a curse. So like I was looking for different stuff like to curse. Bring land in, right?
Right.
But land grants out of Arcadian Masks, and if you have no land cards in hand, you can reveal your hand instead of paying the casting cost and then search for a forest. And I was like,
dope.
Yeah. Like I was like, you know, for budget, like that seems super good.
It's a shitty version of Land Tech.
Yeah, it seems super good. Well, it's just a sorcery. It's like instead of just, you know,
does it put
I'm going
to
pay
that to hand.
Puts it into your hand. That's so it's okay. Like it's not great, but for if you're already running, if you're already running on fucking lands that come into play tapped,
you're struggling. Yeah.
Does he get any land?
What's that?
Does he get any land?
No, just a forest.
Oh, just a forest.
So
is it basic forest or forest card?
Forest.
Oh, dude. So you can get Dryad Armor.
What's that? What's that name again?
So, dude, you can actually break this fucking card.
Yeah. So you get you. So it says forest card.
Forest
it hasn't
card.
Been eroded, which I don't believe that set was being
forest card. No, the text, the actual text says forest card in the text. So.
The reason I say errata is because like older cards like on these sets or whatever it'll have the errata for
basic land.
So if it says forest card,
I don't
card,
think this one has. Yeah,
if, yeah, I think Mercury Mask already got most of its errata out of the way. So if it says forest card, it means it didn't get dual lands.
Yeah,
is the point. But okay, like that card's pretty. I swear.
Yeah.
So forest card. I thought that was a different card. I think it's the reason why. I've seen the artwork, and I always thought it was like some Gaia's card or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, and that's 72 cents. And like, when you're struggling with lands that come into play tapped, you know, something like that can be great because you could just show your hand.
You know what?
Whatever.
I'm going to put that one fucking Stomping Grounds or whatever in my fucking deck and have that fucker to go search
for. Well, it's also because it reminded me of, was it Edge of Autumn? It's a really, really crappy Future Sight land fetch card
because
you can only play it if you have so many lands or less.
Yeah.
In your deck. Less
than
four, but you can cycle it by sacking land to draw a card. So there is, it kind of sucks.
It's
okay, but it's a two casting cost. So if it's early in your hand or whatever, it's a relatively cheap card because of its restriction, but if you have it.
It either rampant growth or draws you a card.
Yeah, rampant growth.
But again, rampant growth is a known, like if you play, you know that fucking card. But like this card, call the Gatewatch.
Oh, the deploy the Gatewatch is a younger brother.
Yeah, so you could search your library for a planeswalker, reveal it, put it into your hand, three mana. Like it's a white card.
Well, the best thing about it is, so the War of the Sparks coming out. There's going to be 36 planeswalkers in the set.
Yeah.
We're looking at uncommon planeswalkers.
It's about damn time.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. And are they going to be any good?
I just
know?
Want rare planeswalkers. I don't give a fuck about uncommon. Just give us rare again. Because they took that away from us.
Oh, see, I can imagine max of like 6 at Mythic. Because, you know, you've got to fill... Unless they're just going to fill all the Mythic and rare spots with Planeswalkers.
What's 36 Mythics? What,
no, it won't be 30. No. It'll probably...
That would be set, fucking broke.
Any standard set, you're looking at, what, like 8 to it 10 does, Mythics it max?
But this is...
I can imagine half...
In order to spread evenly, that's 12 per thing, not counting commons. So it'd be 12 Planeswalkers and uncommon, rare, and Mythic...
No, I think there's going to be a very large gap in the rare slot, and then there's going to be like one of each color in uncommon, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't 2 months, so
yeah.
So
I think it'll be the opposite. I think it'll be like one of each color in Mythic,
and just like it's stated, man. Hashtag, this is the end.
Yeah. MTG Judgment Day.
I got the Diabolic Tutor Killer. I think
Dark Petition.
So, yes. Right. So if you don't know what Dark Petition is, it's a 5 mana cost, which is high.
Mm-hmm. And it's just and one more than Diabolic.
It's one more, right? So it's 3 and 2. But you could search the library for a card, put it in your hand, shuffle your library. But Spell Mastery happens, and it gives you 3 mana.
It Dark Rituals. Yeah, if you have spells
so if you have 2 or more instants and sorceries in your graveyard, it Dark Rituals, and so, you get it for 2 mana.
Pretty much you spent 2. You like, pretty much Demonic Tutored.
Yeah.
You get a free Demonic Tutor, which is... Yeah. Or you get a free... Dark Ritual off of a Demonic Tutor, which is great.
Yeah, another one that's kind of cheap, but it's really iffy one because it's expensive and it's Diabolic Revelation. It's 5 casting cost with Dark Petition, but it searches for X. So 5 doesn't get you anything, but for each man you spend after 5, you get to search that many cards.
Yeah.
So that one's a pretty good alternative.
And that one's not expensive either. And I know like Dark Petition's 250 or probably less. You know what I mean? And for budget and getting a Dark Ritual plus the demonic tutor
is pretty good.
I mean you're okay, you know what I mean? And even if you paid the 5, you get, you know, 3 of it back, you can cast something else, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like the other
Crip Rats.
So what about Tameo's Journal?
That's
5 casting cost, legendary artifact.
Yeah. At the beginning of your upkeep, you get a clue.
You get investigate, right?
Yeah, investigate, which you get a clue from the second Havasu.
Yeah.
Then you sack them. You can sack 3 to tutor.
Tutor, yep. And you can keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, you can build a deck around clues.
Like, might not be the greatest, but it's there. My other favorite right now is Planar Portal. I like that one. So 6 casting cost, and then but you can search.
No,
like infinity.
It's 6. No,
it's planar.
You think of Planar Bridge.
Bridge.
Bridge is the 8-1.
Super expensive.
You have Wild Pear.
Wild Pear is really cool. Yeah. Probably one of the better ones that is like regular Demonic Tutor and stuff is probably Increasing Ambitions, which is the flashback.
Increasing Ambitions, yeah.
The flashback,
I think those, is that one more expensive?
It might be just because it only has one printing and it's flashback. So anything with flashbacks automatically kind of expensive.
$1.55. It's not bad.
But
shit, that's easy for that's great. For
I try and stay away from like the higher end. Like that one's good. Like that, there's nothing wrong with that. And depending on your deck and what it does, I always tend to favor like lower casting costs.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I guess everybody does. If it does something good and it's a lower casting cost, it's worth more money.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, that's the way.
Well, I'm looking for cheap wheel effects. So yeah, when it comes to wheel effects, Wheel of Fortune, you don't want to spend 70 fucking bucks.
Is Wheel of Fortune even 70 anymore? Is it like 100 now?
It's 70 plus.
Is it?
Wheel of Fortune, I don't know. I'm glad I bought mine though.
Yeah, like, I bought mine for like 30.
But you know, you have Magus
the Wheel, which got printed in Commander set. Your Wheel of Fate, Flowers to Spend one. You have Wheel and Deal, which is like the worst version of Windfall. You have Windfall itself. You have Dark Deal, which is the opposite of Windfall, which is you ditch and then you lose one. So you draw up to how many cards you discarded minus one. And then... Did it drop, really?
No, market is 98, but there's a few damage and heavy played for like 50 to 55.
Wow, so. That's a good deal.
It's my problem, my problem.
But yeah, then
you know, like I'll take some heavy plates all day long.
Right? But yeah,
I'll take a few heavy plates.
Yeah, so wheels are kind of like probably one of the more expensive spell archetype, just because it's what effect it does.
They're powerful.
It does,
I mean,
powerful. Restocks your hand, fills your hand. Usually gets stronger as more cards are in your hand. So,
Especially later game, man, when you need to start getting that win con. You have already everything out there. It's like, I just need that one fucking card. And everybody's
sitting there collecting up their hand, you know, with the good stuff they need to try and win. And you wheel, and it's like you just screw people over real bad.
It's like
it's not like I don't like cyclonic rifting and then going, hey, let's do a mill effect.
Yeah, just, I mean that's good.
It's like the rule of thumb.
Only
for
when
two
you cycle rift seven times in one game.
Only when I do that two or three times in one game.
In budget, that's a bad word. Cyclonic rift is the F word. It's gonna be devastating tide.
Devastation tide.
Hey, you gotta remember, man. Or, so if you guys want to use Cyclonic Rift in a budget $50 deck, that is actually one-third of your fucking deck price.
It's $18-$20. I can't believe it's that much, man. I'm looking at the price of these cards.
It got reprinted in the first return, and then people were kind of excited it was going to get reprinted in the second return. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And we still have War of the Spark. Could be in that.
It's not going to be, man.
That's not happening.
They will not put that in fucking standard with everything that's out there.
I still love, you know, like I think I want to try and do a Miracles deck too, like at some point, because I love
it's a miracle.
Well, I just love, like, I remember, you know, Return to Ravnica and like it's just Bonfire or Intrigue the Angels, and all of a sudden you have like fucking 8 4/4s, and your opponent's just sitting there like scratching their head like,
how do I win, how do I kill
you don't across like, you the room literally win Bonfire Bonfire and you and like it would happen every Friday Night Magic. Somebody would slap the table, Bonfire, and just go crazy. Yeah.
I want to do one card. A fucking, just like you were saying, you know, let's do a theme deck here. You know what? I'm going to do Aladdin or something like that so I can do like Army of Allah.
What, you're gonna have I wanted to do
like a goat deck, you know what I mean? Like goat,
fucking
you know?
Goats, man.
You have a trading post, you know what I mean? You have the goat tokens. Those are hard to come by, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Goat tokens?
Yeah. But, it's because it only has that special, crazy fucking token. Oh, man. Goats got left out in the dust.
They
so
did. And goats could have been sweet, dude.
Goats would have been sweet.
Goats could have been
well,
awesome.
They could have done something more with squirrels.
No.
Squirrels, too?
No, they already did Squirrel's Nest. No. Fuck you.
Technically speaking, we did get, you know, squirrel support in the last unset.
That is true. Yeah.
So if
that
your play group's cool with a couple of uncards, then, you know, those are
no,
fair.
No fucking squirrel lord or the fuck that thing is.
No.
Stupid ass when it hits makes
gold
squirrels.
Board is okay. Fucking uncards, no.
No, you're just going through.
Because Malcolm hit us up with that. Well, what about uncards? No. I'm like,
Did you tell him he can't even afford to buy a pack if he's trying to open a pack when the card tells him to? Like,
well,
it's
no,
not gonna work
it,
out.
Well,
like,
no, because he bought the uncue from Steve or from Steve or Steven, and then sold it to Merv, and then Merv gave it to, or Merv technically sold it to me, but I just haven't paid him for it. But yeah, so like the uncue just got around like syphilis, and like he just couldn't afford to get he couldn't find the rest of the cards because he's a broke bitch. Yep. I was like, I'll fucking find those cards.
But now he's in his element, man. $50 fucking commander deck, all day long, man.
No. Okay, he's in his element in terms of budget. He can afford $50 commander deck. He sucks at deck building
But your boy Ralph is going to have a new deck.
And you know what's going to happen? 3 weeks later, he's going to hit me up on Messenger and be like, hey, bro, I got a commander
deck
I'm gonna sell. You
it's
buy?
Blue-green. He's not going fucking Selesnya for once, man.
Yeah, because he's probably building off a Simic Nexus deck.
He's building, what's her name, the legendary from the new set.
Oh, the birthing pod?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Vanifer, yeah.
It's like the worst.
So he's building the budget combo deck.
Pretty much.
He's not going to fucking build fucking budget.
He's building Simic
man.
Nexus and Commander. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, I'm doing Tauren.
Just I mean, all the counters.
I just want Bob to be like, I'm gonna play this wall. I'm like, no, sorry.
No, sorry.
I'm gonna try working that a little bit more. But I'd like to rebuild a deck that I did lose. Scorpion God -1/-1 deck. Wither Tribal.
No, just build build that black green snake bitch or whatever. Namas wants to kind of put on play.
No. You can Scorpion God so he can get the free draw when they die.
Oh, bro, you get Skull Clan.
You're talking about Captain Jank over here.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I gave him a deck that's better than his Jank, and it's still Jank. You get black green instead of red black. You get the best shit in the world, and you're just like, I want red black.
Yeah, you build Gorgon deck.
Red black's pretty bad.
Gorgons.
It is. Like, that's what I'm saying. But you build green black.
You gotta add white into it, or you gotta add green. Like you gotta add another color. Like, because red and black's pretty bad.
It
like,
is. Just make just it
mono
just
black.
Just make it Jund. Just make mono it mono black or Jund.
Yeah. Mono yeah. black's better than red black.
I'd like. I'd probably try to do Jund because
because every card good. That's in red, black does better.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
exactly. and then you just add green.
All right, guys. We have a Patreon. We have 2 tiers, $1 and $5. We also have specialty tiers if you want to talk to Biffo.
Specialty tiers.
Yeah,
specialty
we actually tiers. Have specialty tiers. We have we have that $6.60 tier.
Oh.
We have that $5.
$6.66.
We do. We have $6.66. At for some there reason, at some for some
Patreon's
reason,
been having some weird fucking shit lately.
Oh, so so some of our
it's pending.
My thousands,
and it's been pending.
Yeah, my thousands of dollars have not went into the account. Have your thousands of dollars went into the account?
No, not
you having that bad of a problem?
Huh?
Or is it, is it because
monthly.
Of the W-2?
Yeah, no, thousands of dollars.
Our
twenties of dollars are starting not
our teens of dollars have heavily gone to fucking done shit, dude.
Fucking bitch.
So they're having that problem with your couple guys, too, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Even the small tier dollar guys, man, are still getting fucked.
Yeah, no, they were saying something about that. People weren't getting charged because they had messaged us saying, like, oh, they haven't charged my account yet.
Because we have two guys that were on pending, and they've been pending for, like, 3 months.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, Patreon's having an issue.
Well, then then one of them canceled really quick and then re-upped, and then it charged him.
Yeah, I don't know. I know we had issues with it, too, but
yeah, so we also have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes.
So I'd like to thank... Truth for showing
the
up.
Truth, yeah. AKA Raised with Wolves. Raised with Wolf on Instagram
and if you want to stalk him, man, go see him over at Sofa King Podcast.
Definitely got some great content over there.
Yep,
I don't know about that.
You want some great history lessons?
We are sponsored by El Yucateco Hot Sauce.
Yeah, you guys best hot sauce.
Oh yeah, man! I got smoke sitting right over there.
Damn, best one, man.
The black.
The black
shit's good.
Once you go black, you don't go back.
Exactly.
You
know exactly.
That's what I've been told.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Real Greg.
This is Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, Raise with Wolves, the troop.
Parking lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Bye. Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge, spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.